And welcome to the Tales from Long Box podcast. This is episode 165. Speculation on a new DC Comics crisis. I am Chris Mosby.
Caleb Gerard.
Oh yeah, we's all over the place today. Who else is here?
I'm here. I'm Murray. All
right.
I'm here.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't even know what you did. Feel pressure about being Murray.
Well, as long as the internet doesn't kick us off again. We had a little technical difficulties, but we weren't actually recording, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm. I was doing my best shtick. We weren't. Oh my god! Never mind. I'm done. Okay.
What did I do? Ruin it for you? I'm sorry.
Son, forget it. Call me next week.
I'm sorry, man. I interrupted you.
No, that's okay.
Oh, I feel bad. Now. I feel horrible. Okay, well, all right.
Oh, all right.
Yes. Shall we? Okay, this is kind of off the cuff thing. What we wanted to talk about, it didn't really happen, so we're kind of just, we're doing a shtick.
It's my fault.
I wasn't ready to jump in Multiversity either, so.
I was spending the last couple days with my family up in Sedona, which was very beautiful and lovely and relaxing. So.
Oh, yeah.
Sedona. Isn't that like wine country?
It is not, but it could be. They have some vineyards up there, but mostly it is it's an artsy-fartsy in the middle of the Red Rocks of Arizona.
Sounds beautiful.
Like there was lots of art.
Interesting. Okay, now I lost.
And I definitely like it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Alright, let's do this. Okay, basically, we've talked on the show and on the Facebook page, and, you know, if you haven't been paying attention, and, oh, by the way, this is going to be spoiler-filled, boys and girls, especially issues of Future's End coming up. Might we do some issues, I think, I don't know, which ones are we on, like 2022? Right now, that's what came out?
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
We'll be talking about covers to the next couple of weeks. So the one coming out here in a couple of days. So anyway.
We are going to judge a book by its cover.
Yes. I've been speculating for a while, and we've talked about this before, get into this, that, okay, you got the Future's End storyline. You got the World's End starting up here, I think, this coming Wednesday. And you got the weekly series Batman Eternal. My God, that's terrible. And I stopped.
No, you're wrong. Okay.
Okay, well, I need to start from the beginning and read through it again because I'm having a bad time with it. But anyway, all that together, and they've been hints, and they're more blatant now. They had a little Didio and... Jim Lee had a thing on the DC Axis podcast, video cast, whatever that they do weekly. And they're pretty blatant that's, you know, all of these are ending and Batman Eternal's taking a break during the month that'll be the 30th anniversary of the crisis. And so, you know, oh, what does that mean? What does that mean? So recently,
May of 2015.
That would be right. There's been a lot of speculation about what that would mean, and since then, things have come out. Well, it first kind of started back on September 24th when the back of two books came out that week. One is the Superman Doomed number two, and the Booster Gold Future's End number one. Now, if anybody's read that, you know, hasn't read that, stop right now, because there's all kinds of stuff in there, and you'll understand what we're talking about. But the biggest thing that happened is in the back of Doomed, Superman Doomed number two, the very last page, you see this shard or these fractures in the universe or whatever. And I do believe, yeah, Brainiac has caused it. And in this, now this is some of this is what I've read on other sites. So, but anyway, you see all these little snippets of other universes. And anybody that's been around as long as us old timers is showing different versions of universes. Now, from what I read, so upper left-hand corner, if you the picture, I'll include the links if you haven't seen it. And but basically, and I'll read some of the stuff from Newsarama. But you got this thing, and it was these shards, and it's like the universe has been broken into shards, which kind of reminds me of Infinite Crisis now, all of a sudden.
Real quick, I'm going to interrupt you.
Okay, go ahead.
I actually did read the issue, and it's basically giving relevance to the whole series. And the whole idea was that Superman was fighting Brainiac in his mind, and he was able to drive him out. And but Brainiac was actually rescued, and this shows where he ends up when he is rescued. It's this splash page of all the sharks, which reminded me of the breaking of the barrier when Superboy Prime busts.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
Okay, right. So,
yeah,
I just wanted to say that there was a whole thing that Superman was fighting about. He was infected with Doomsday Virus. He was not Superman on Doomsday, and eventually it became rather than a battle of body, a battle of brain, and this was the result. So.
Okay. Let's see what it says here.
So,
okay, yeah, it says here, first off, Superman Vril Docs is acquired and collected by a mechanical voice entity, one that was exact same font as the entity that attacked Stormwatch in Futures End number 1. We already know from Futures End the Stormwatch attack is linked to Brainiac. That's where the spoilers come in. So the collection of Vril Docs is almost certainly the same Brainiac who's making trouble in Futures End, but which one? So anyway. They are... The shards, so from what I've read, okay, you got upper left-hand corner, you got OMAC, the original OMAC, Jack Kirby OMAC. I've had somebody hinted that Harley Quinn is from the animated universe, which that's where she came from. Then upper right-hand corner, you're showing the original, well, not quite the original Teen Titans, but a little farther along, because you got... Nightwing in his wonderful disco collar circus acrobat outfit, and you know Donna Troy, Wonder Girl, Jericho, Starfire, you know Cyborg and Changeling there. Then you got
that's kind of a narrow time frame though, because
yeah,
Nightwing with the team. You've got Jericho there. You've got Donna in her original outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, Wonder Girl outfit. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, that might necessarily be a timeline we've seen already. I'm not sure. I don't remember when he... Well, if he's Nightwing, that would be... She was still Donna Troy about... That's like right after the Judas contract. That's like got to be right after that. I would think. That's pretty early. Yeah. Yeah. So you see the Blue Beetle coming down from the bug... And whatever Charlton Earth, and then
Ted Kord. Ted Kord
Blue Beetle. That's right. Good distinction. Now, and then you see a shard there, and you might not recognize the first guy, but in the background you get Lady Kord. She was involved in Crisis on Infinite Earths, and standing by her is her husband Lord Volt. Now he was destroyed in the Crisis. He was killed by the Animire Wall. So there's something interesting. Next one down, you're looking at JSA from Earth 2, from what I've read, because that's the Bruce Wayne's daughter version from the speculation. And you got a picture of Shazam there, and that would be Earth
Captain
S.
Captain Marvel,
yeah. Excuse me, Captain Marvel, my bad. That's and cool. Then... One over from that, you got the Blood Rain Batman. And you see, up from that, you see Aquaman and, well, what we think Wonder Woman from Flashpoint. They're fighting. So there's that future. And then you got the original three Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah, that's the reboot team, though.
You think so? Probably so. Yeah. And then you got, right above that, it's hard to see, Plastic Man, which I didn't know he was there, but... And you see Uncle Sam, and if you look over to the left, you see the swastika, which from... That would be, from what I... The website... I wish I could find that link, because it actually labels these, but anyway...
Earth-X.
That'd be Earth-X, where the Nazis won World War II, and the Freedom Fighters with Uncle Sam, which I didn't know that that's where Plastic Man came from.
There was no, there was an issue of All-Star Squadron where they were all, it was, I want to say it was around issue 50 or so.
That's right, yeah.
And Plastic Man was one of the characters that ended up going to
I remember seeing some of that now.
Yeah, they put all the quality characters on one Earth.
That's
so, originally it was just, I think, the Freedom Fighters, but since Plastic Man was from the
Quality
Comics group, he got lumped into that.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, now, that's a big deal right there. Oh, and the Superman in the center is supposed to be the pre-Crisis Superman, from what I've read. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But
he's got the undies and the S.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm saying that's pre-Crisis, though. It could be post-Crisis, too.
That S is definitely pre-Crisis S.
You think so? Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it would be. Now that I look at it. Okay, so that's a big deal right there, boys and girls, that they're even showing that stuff. Wow.
Because they wouldn't acknowledge a lot of this, you know, Crisis. I mean, after Crisis happened, or any of the zero hour or any of that stuff, it just sort of stopped.
Yeah. Okay, so way back, this next thing, the Booster's Gold Futures End number one, and if you look on Comixology, it's actually in the series, they list this in the series that's pre-Flashpoint, under that volume of Booster Gold. Not in a new one. So, even more. So way back in 2012...
Just so glad they brought us to a point that was so much less confusing than pre-Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah. Okay, so now, way back, this Booster Gold Futures End number one, I'm going to read this right out of the thing. This goes all the way, it ties back into a scene that was in 2012 during the Justice League International annual number one. So, anyway. Okay, We've seen before that scene in this week's Booster Gold Futures End number one, where older Argus, patch wearing Booster Gold, designated as Patch Booster from now on in this article, visits the young New 52 Booster. The first time DC readers were shown the scene was in 2012 during Justice League's International Annual number one, written by DC executives Geoff Johns and Dan Didio. See, I didn't know that. In that issue, an older Booster wearing the same Argus patch seemingly traveled back in time and warned the current-day Booster about something. At the time, it appeared the patch Booster was upset about the relationship between Superman and Wonder Woman because he said something about stopping them. However, patch Booster began to fade away, saying, "No, I thought I had enough time. I made sure. This isn't my fault. It's not my fault this time. I shouldn't have trusted him. I shouldn't have," and then he disappears. Soon after that, the New 52 Booster disappeared as well. And this was like immediately after Superman and Wonder Woman kiss. Okay? That was the last time we saw that, 2012. Now, in this week's issue, as in the one, I think it just came out, in this week's issue, we see the exact same scene in a similar conversation, only it's different. And it says here, and there's a link to the page, if you're looking at the article, which I'll add. Should note that during the 2012 version of the scene, Patch Booster says Rip's going to follow the chronal disturbance and try to erase this conversation. Apparently he exceeded, and this scene is a do-over. What makes us think this is a repeat of the scene, because at the beginning of the new scene in the Future's End issue, Patch Booster says, "I'm back where I left," implying he's been there before. He also says during the scene, "I've seen this, lived this before. How?" And then, whatever the cause of the scene repeat, the outcome has some difference. Whoa, there's an echo. Hello. All right, it's gone. For example, Patch Booster notices he's not from the future after all, but is from a different universe.
Ah! My ears are bleeding.
Yes, I know. It gets nasty. Let's see. I need to pull that up. Let's see. He's not from the future at all, but from a different universe. However, it's similar too because both booster golds appear to be ripped away from the scene. Wait, I don't think I have that on here. And oh, here we go. Perfect.
The booster gold issue was much. It was too self-referential, and I didn't feel like digging up all the stuff it was referencing. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if that was out of laziness or what, but
Most of it I just remembered, but I could be wrong with some of it. But
you drink less than I do, so
yeah, I do. Let's see. Okay, later when the two of them meet again in the Future's End issue, it looks like New 52 Booster remembers Patch Booster from this repeated scene. And he says, you were the last person before I, and then whatever the meaning of this Booster scene repeat, there's something that should excite fans of Booster Gold. The Patch Booster ends up meeting his sister, who's wearing his classic costume. This paired with Patch Booster's reference to Rip Hunter means we might have just read an issue this week that starred the pre-New 52 Booster Gold, which is what I think. And then they talk about the other. Okay, but in that issue, he ends up... First thing, he's in the Gotham by Gaslight universe. So, yeah, he's messing around with there, and then, you know, Batman shows up from that universe, and then he gets sucked into the time stream again, and it shows him with something, and it's got the Brainiac font, and they talk about this later. Oh, actually, I'll wait till that, because Dan Jurgens talks about that whole thing. We'll get back to that. But I'll just go with some of the... So, yeah, so, okay. And then you see him with the... He's watching a fight with OMAC, him and the second Blue Beetle, the kid with the armor. And then you see him in the scene where Wonder Woman and Superman kiss. And the next thing you know, you see Steve Lytle's art, and it's the original Legion. Right after Quizlet, Tellus, Sensor Girl, etc. joined.
Not some of Lytle's best stuff, but...
I bet you it was done last minute. But he knows he's in the 31st century, and he's got a flight ring on.
Would you say, Murray?
I just giggled.
Oh.
Because I find their... Anyway, Lytle's not my favorite Legion artist.
Oh!
I've always liked his art, but that's just me. There is... Okay, so he pops up in the middle of a scene where Valdis and Therok... And this is from the original Legion, are fighting, and they just took out Colossal Boy. And they attack Booster because he has a power Legion flight ring on. So that's the pre... that's the pre-New 52 Booster. The Patch Booster is, I would imagine, somehow. So then he gets zapped again, and he ends up, and you see Captain Atom in his original outfit. So that's Earth... Four, and he even says that. He says, this is Earth 4. That's before the crisis. Booster Gold shows up right before that.
He wasn't even around.
Hmm?
He wasn't even around.
Who?
Booster.
Well, yeah, but...
After the crisis.
Yeah, but remember, he's from the 25th century. From the future. Right. So he's still... And he's been the vanishing point, so he's seen all these realities. That's what I'm assuming.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, that makes sense. I was like, wait a minute. He's talking about a pre-crisis event where, you know, the whole point of crisis was it happened simultaneously across all time.
See, in that issue, the thing that Brainiac's trying to get out of him is the location of Vanishing Point, which is supposed to be that place out of time where you can see all these alternate timelines.
Where Wave Rider and company came out.
Right? Exactly. So then he pops in, and it's the Great Disaster. Maybe not the Great Disaster, but it's the time of Commandy. Yeah, and he shows up. So he gets sucked in again, and you see another Booster Gold, which I think it's the New 52 one, because he doesn't have the patch and a different outfit. And, well, I don't know. But anyway, he sees his sister, and she's brought in, and there's two boosters all of a sudden. And that's kind of how it ends. But anyway...
But he's about to give it up. That's what
yeah, he is.
Because Brainiac threatens to kill Gold Star, mm-hmm. and he's about to give it up.
So, okay. But what we don't know is...
Why has Brainiac got a new look? That's what we don't know.
Yeah, see, which Brainiac is it? But apparently, yeah, this is all timed in. So what is this here? Da-da-da-da. Brother, I... this ties back to the 2012 annual also. There's a scene here. It says, in the aforementioned Justice League International Annual number 1 from 2012, Brother I mentions that he has a, quote-unquote, new programmer, and it's not Batman. DC fans have been guessing about who the new programmer could be ever since then. Might Classic Brainiac also be one behind Brother I's domination of Earth in the 35 years in the future storyline of Future's End? Let's see. What else have we said? In the 21 annual, he said Patch Booster said he couldn't have trusted him. So who couldn't he have trusted? Could it be Vril Dox? That's pretty good. Yes. Oh, and we already know that Justice League 3000 is on an alternate Earth as well. That was discussed because Booster and the pre-New 52 Booster and Blue Beetle, Ted Kord Blue Beetle, are going to show up in that book.
Or ones that are similar.
Yeah, well, they find them frozen, so they're not clones.
Right. No, my point is that Giffen has made a point saying that they're it's a world similar to...
Yeah, exactly. So you got that. So you got the Earth 2 is one of the original... This is kind of going with what my... theory is going to be. So keep in mind. So now we've got two books that are in alternate universes that are you know, we know for sure. Earth 2 is one of the original ones. No, wait. It was in one of the waves, isn't it? But it's still going.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is the answers will have to wait until April 2015. We've been analyzing all the clues. And they've been given a lot in interviews, apparently. No, there's an article on that. We'll go over that. Okay, so thoughts on that, boys and girls?
Right now, it just looks like lots and lots of not misdirection, but priming the pump, maybe, or they want to get people thinking for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what my theory is when we get to it.
I feel like they are that if this is one of the things I have a problem with this new age of information and comic books is there's a presumption that everyone who reads comic books is also on the internet, which is probably not too far off.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is that there is so much being presented here on the internet that is not being presented.
Mm-hmm.
Directly in the comic books.
Exactly. There's a lot of it in these interviews. Yeah, go ahead.
I think if we were to just limit ourselves to what's actually in the comic books, there's actually not that... It's not too deep. They're simply establishing the fact that, yes, the multiverse still exists as it did in the pre-crisis mode. So, right.
Well, that's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to limit that, too, so...
Kind of in the Grant Morrison vibe that if you ever read it, it happened.
Right, right. Well, even Didio made jokes about that on his Facebook page, too. Because, I mean, he's been posting all these magazines and stuff about, you know, that have the Crisis and Zero Hour and everything else in them. So, I mean, we can skip what the interview said if you want.
No, I think that a lot of it can be dismissed. If it, you know, 6 months from now when this all finally comes together, they can say, well, sure, Dan or Jim or Jeff or Giffen or somebody said in an interview, but it was never actually shown in, you know, comic book X. Then, mm-hmm. you know, shame on you fanboys for buying too much in the interviews. Again, which is not to say the interviews can happen, and I think it's, you know, very Stan Lee, you know, soapbox at the moment, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hypey, hypey, hypey. Hey.
Trying to see.
I'm intrigued. How about that?
Well, okay. Well, I'll just tell you my theory then. What I think they're going to quit trying to deny all these, because they did that for a while. They ended Elseworlds. And they keep putting these books out, and they're not selling. But then you got the Earth 2 book. It's selling like, it's still out there. It's selling like crazy, obviously, or they would have canceled it by now. And they know they got this 30th anniversary thing coming up. How many, 80%, 90% of the books that were in the original New 52 lineup have been canceled? A lot of the second waves and third waves even. I think what they're going to do is just start putting out books that are those alternate universes. Maybe bring the Legion back, the original Legion, and just have it in its 30th century and, you know, whatever. And you'd have the Justice League 3000 that's in its universe. And then you Earth 2, which if it looks like in the Earth War, that, you know, it's not going to exist. But they might even start doing pre-Crisis stories again. And whatever sticks, that's what they're going to stick with. That's my theory. And all this is pointing to it, in my opinion. So what do you think? Thoughts?
I think if that's the direction they're going to go, I'm skeptical that they will, that it can hold. Because fanboys in general are so concerned with continuity nowadays. I mean, it's such a huge thing. I mean, there's.
Well, to me, it's in the same book. I kind of like that. I mean, because what did they do in Stormwatch? They, like, completely rebooted it when Starlin was, and then they just wiped that all back out right when the book ended, you know? And, I don't know.
I think it would be cool to see some of that other stuff. It's a lot of change to happen so quickly. I mean, what is it, 3 years? 2 years? 2.5 years?
It's going on 3.
Yeah, so it'll be 2.5 years after they just rebooted everything. I don't know. But it's
not, all of it isn't working. I mean, they got sales up for a while, but if you look at some of it now, it's gone back. It's even in some cases lower than it was before.
One of the smart things that Marvel does, because Marvel obviously, they're not making their money from the comic books. They're making their money from the movies and the TV show.
Exactly.
You know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., all the Marvel U movies, the X-Men movies, even the Spider-Man and Fantastic Four movies are making the money. So they brought their comic books in line with their movies.
Exactly.
From what I remember of the latest Superman movie, it was more in line with the New 52 Superman. You're right. And some of the other plot points, it could have been from any different era. But from what I'm gathering, and we're still another year and a half out as well for Superman Batman, or Batman Superman, whatever the hell it's called, it seems to be in line with New 52 as well. Mm-hmm.
I see them getting rid of the New 52 stuff. Hmm. I think they've kind of
completely.
I think when all is said and done, we'll have a big crisis type event. But the New 52 is going to be still standing when it's all.
I don't think they're going to get rid of that. The fact you look at that map of the multiverse that Morrison did, it's, you know, Earth Zero or the new Earth.
Now I hope that they explore some of those multiverse. Like, I like the idea of the multiverse being back in DC.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been back for a long time. They just haven't done a ton with it. So hopefully this will be the... Maybe this crisis, where the last crisis kind of close the door on the multiverse, this crisis will mm-hmm. open the door on multiverses again.
That's what I'm thinking.
Infinite Crisis did that, but
well, it did to some extent, But they never
stuck with it. They didn't ever explore it, right? Like, they just...
They had those little... The search for Ray Palmer BS.
Oh, right.
Remember that? I've got all... Bought all those, too.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, you look at this map, and you got, you know, from the... There's an interactive thing, but they got Earth Zero is, you know, whatever. And you look at some of the things, you got Earth 29 is bizarro, because it's square and a cube. Earth 26 has got a cartoon character on it, so I would assume that that is, Captain Carrot. Earth 30 has the Soviet Union hammer and sickle on it, so that would be the Red Sun universe. Let's see. And, okay, Earth 8, if you look close enough, it looks like the old DC logo. It's a number 8, but it's got the blue circle around it with stars on it. So, I mean, you know, what does that mean? And they've got several of them that have, you know, they got question marks on them. But, I mean, some of them it's pretty obvious what they are.
Well, Earth 8 and Earth 7 we've seen in Multiversity, and they were both Marvel analogs.
That's right. They were, weren't they?
One was destroyed pretty quickly, and then one is...
Yeah, 7 was destroyed, wasn't
out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 8 was where... I forget. But anyway, and okay, like Earth 10 has got a big X on it.
That would be Earth X.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, anyway, I just think that's my, what I'm trying to get at. And the whole idea with it being a crisis, they can fix their issues, quote unquote, but then save face at the same time. Because only a handful of those made it. I mean, don't you agree?
A handful of what, the new 52?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, probably more than we think. There's all the Green Lantern books. They're still going. Superman, Action, Batman. Those books are all still, like, I would say probably half of the new 52 are still around, I think.
I don't, well, the original ones? They're not.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, I think.
Okay, they've added some on the actual map, or I'll send it to you.
Yeah, we've got Earth Woman. Earth Lady Earth.
Let's see.
Earth Lady Earth.
Yeah, I forget which number it is.
So, okay, Earth 3 is the evil.
Oh, yeah.
Earth, that's back. Earth 11 is...
That's Lady
Earth. Oh, yeah, where the genders have switched. Exactly. Uh-huh. Earth 40 is a quote-unquote binary universe within the multiverse. The malevolent Earth 40 vibrates in harmony with its far more peaceful counterpart, Earth 20.
Yeah, we saw those in the...
remember that.
In the last special, the Dr. Fate and the...
Oh, okay. The women of after the great and terrible world war now behind them, the men and women of this resilient and hopeful planet have entered a phase of rebuilding and discovery. Okay, so what does it say about Earth 8? Oh, that's right. That's the Marvel one, I would imagine. Earth 7. You don't see. Yeah. That one's gone. Anyway, so yeah. You got Earth 2. The Earth 2, yeah, and then Earth 0 is the one we've got now.
What we're seeing, though, is a ton of destruction. Like, there's...
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've already seen a couple of the multiverse Earths where Earth 3's gone, Earth 7 or 8, whichever one of those
I believe
is
it was
gone.
7 that is gone. 8 was where they were shunted to when they couldn't get to 7. In fact, it's grayed out on the list now.
Yeah. Earth 40... Is it gone, or is it just...
It's not grayed out, like 7 is.
No. But, like, there's... Oh, Earth 2 is on its way out.
Supposedly, yeah. Everybody... Well, that's what it's saying in the Future's End. Yeah, they showed that.
I'm just hoping when the crisis is all done, we get... Not necessarily... Yeah, I do. I have a different tone.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would like a not quite as dark tone. It would be fine. And I don't mind those books. And it's not necessarily you have to throw the whole New 52 out. There were some of it that I enjoyed, and there's some of it I obviously haven't. But let's make comics fun again. Crying out loud, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, I'm wondering if everything is leading to, like, if it's April that everything's supposed to be happening. Mm-hmm. That's when DC's moving, right?
I think so, yeah. They've got a bunch of fill-in books during that time.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if all of this is just highlighting, hey, when we have our fill-in month, it's going to be a bunch of... Like, the rumor is out there, right, that it's going to be a bunch of of alternate Earth heroes battling each other or battling together. So that might be all this is leading up to, right? Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
Prime us up for the 2 months of... Or the 1 month of whatever it is, the big special month of multiversal punch-ups, and then when that's all done, we'll lead into something else.
Yeah, so
it'll be the Batverse. Everything will have Batman.
Yeah, I know. See, I'm wondering if some of those are just...
They're already living in that one.
They got to put those out there just to, for now, as a placeholder, and they never mean for them to be a success. And while we were talking, Murray and I were talking, Caleb did check, and you were right, Murray. There are 26 of those titles. It is half, so you were correct.
Woo-hoo!
But still, I mean, you know, they threw 52 titles out there. 2.5 years later, 26 of them are still selling well enough to...
More than that, 3 years, because we've hit September.
Yeah, it'll be 3 coming up.
Right, okay, I'm sorry. You're right.
We're into year 4 now.
You under a blanket?
No.
Okay.
So 3 years. Apologies. So 36 issues in with and you know a couple of them have had annuals, so on and so forth. And a couple of them, technically it's more because a couple of them just ended or haven't quite ended yet, like All Star Western and Animal Man.
Yes.
There was one other that hasn't, you know, technically has not ended yet, but is done. So, I mean, there's technically 29 titles, but 26 that are going to be, you know, as of today, are still being published. Mm-hmm. So. Anyhow, hello?
Oh, I'm here. I'm agreeing with you. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't remember what I was going to say. I'm sure I had a really good and thoughtful thought, but... Bottom line is, I think it would be cool if they actually just trimmed the line down to 26, like pre-Crisis. I don't know how many monthly titles there were when Crisis ended. If there was 30 regular monthly titles that were DC Universe titles, I would be absolutely shocked.
Yeah, I could see that. Let's see.
And that would be cool. And then every once in a while, we'd get a Justice Society story thrown into the Justice League issue, or we'd get an Earth X issue thrown in here, or we'd get, you know, Hex would cross over with. It was easier to follow.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. The other thing, the big thing that's come out in the last couple of days, is. Stuff that Dan Didio has been putting on his Facebook page. We talked about that. I don't get into that too much, but the thing is the covers through 23 and 24 of The Future's End. They make a kind of wraparound cover, and he said something about, you know, when the blood red might, you know, talk about red skies, look to the skies, and you look at it and you see the stuff that's going on. You see, it looks like Ray Palmer's going to be the Atom again. He's been in the outfit.
He's going to lead Stormwatch.
So. Yeah. So, but if you look at these two covers together, you got on the one of them, you got the new Brainiac. You see a bunch of Earth 2 and a over there in the bottom left-hand corner. You see the Earth 2 people fighting with Omax. They're coming forward. You got Michael Turner, which that is from their Earth, we find out. I thought he was from ours, but I guess not. And he's got the brother eye thing kind of sitting there.
No, no, he's from our Earth. He just was
bounced
over to Earth 2 for a while.
You see Black Adam, because he showed up there at the last. Frankenstein, Amethyst, and Hawkman, you know, all that good stuff, and crushing things. But he says, look to the skies. So if you look up at the top, there is, you know, red skies. We all know what that means. If you don't, then go read Crisis on Infinite Earths. There's red skies all over everywhere. If you look, and I've got it zoomed pretty good, there's all kinds of glimpses of stuff. You can see, it looks like the original Legion in the background. Over on the page 24, you can see several of them. Cosmic Boy, Saturn Girl, not sure who that is, that's probably another character, but you got Ultra Boys there, you see Shazam, Dark Store's there, you see Wonder Woman in an invisible plane. Mm-hmm. Donna Troy, Wonder Woman, you see the Wally West, Kid Flash, the original one. Cyborg looks normal.
Wait, Wonder Woman? What?
Well, Wonder Girl, I meant.
Okay, I'm like, what?
And I'm looking here, you see, Cole, whatever his, Grifter, the original one. Now, somebody I read said that over to the left on issue 23, it's a Batman and a Jason Todd Robin. I'm not sure how they can determine that in what I'm looking at here.
Is it because it's the original costume?
Yeah, I guess. With the short pants. Because they changed that. I don't know if you've noticed in some of the origins of Robin stuff that they've put out over the last couple of years. They completely redesigned Dick Grayson's Robin costume. No short pants, ever.
Yeah, he had the leotard the whole time now.
Yeah. But anyway, and you can see the original Mr. Terrific in there. I don't know who that guy is. You see Miss Fury from the original Earth 2, I should say. She's over there by Power Girl with her original outfit. See Aquaman with his trident back behind the ends and stuff. Not sure what that is. You see Flash up there running, of course. Original Hawk Girl. Over to the left on 23 up top. Original Terminators over there. I don't know who that guy is. Interesting. But anyway, so that's kind of interesting stuff, I think.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to look at.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess the whole point of this is, okay, so 23 and 24, that's your October 2014, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's like 5 more months, that's 20 more issues, potentially, for this series to go.
What, October?
October to November, November to December, December to January, January to February, February to March, that's 5 months, at 4 issues a month, that's 20 more issues.
Isn't it October now?
Right, so we got the rest of October, so there's 2 more issues in October.
Yeah. We got just all 21, yeah, that's only 3 or 4 issues away, actually.
No, but
talking about the end of it.
I mean, from here.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
In April. I mean, so we're talking, close to, if not, exactly 20 more issues to go.
Right, yeah.
This is there's so much that could potentially happen in that time.
That's true.
Fine, we got Crisis here in October of 2014. What's it going to look like in, April of 2015. That's a lot can happen.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
Plus the World's End stuff over in Earth 2.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't started that already.
And now that it looks like the monthly titles are starting to be impacted by this,
mm-hmm.
with Action Comics having a tie into it finally.
Yeah. Oh, really? I haven't been reading that. Wow.
Well, because the latest issue of Action Comics, which I haven't read yet either, but it ties into that issue of Doomed, which clearly ties into this.
Oh, right.
So, you know, by you know, 6 degrees of bacon, we've got, you know, the tie-in here.
Yeah, exactly.
So, thank you, Murray. I appreciate that. So I think we're going to start seeing the monthly title start to be impacted.
Right? Oh, about, yeah, I would imagine, yeah.
So I think we've got a lot of story between this Red Sky issue, which hopefully is not a Red Sky issue in the traditional definition of a Red Sky issue.
Mm-hmm.
And when this thing actually comes to fruition next spring.
True.
But I'm not trying to be naysayer. I'm not trying to, you know, divert. I think
we're just talking. That's all.
That's my speculation, is that this is today, you know, look back 5 months ago from today, and things were a lot different, and 5 months from now, they will once again be mm-hmm. a lot different. Again.
Right.
Perhaps we will have a female Superman and a black Batman at that point. Oh, wait a minute. Wrong universe. My bad. That's right.
You're killing me, man.
Which, by the way, off topic, both of those were really good issues, but that's, I will...
Which one are we talking about?
All new Thor number 1 and Captain America, I think it was 25 or 26.
Huh, interesting.
Sorry.
No, that's cool.
I went off on a tangent.
No.
My point is that this is actually great hype by DC, and... they couldn't have timed it better again with the female Thor and the black Captain America stuff coming out, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. being a really great third second season kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm behind on it. I haven't watched it yet.
They needed this. They needed something, at least in the comics, to remind people that they're relevant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Gotham, while it's great, doesn't tie directly into this universe.
Yeah, and they made it clear that that's not going to happen.
And apparently, Arrow Season 3 is really good, but I don't watch it, so I don't care.
yeah. What did you actually watch? Did you say Arrow?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's good. It hasn't started back up yet. I like that show.
Oh, I thought it had. I don't watch
it. It'll be soon, this week.
This week? I know, because Flash starts this week.
Yeah. Yep, 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 yep. Looking very forward to that.
Already seen it.
Ah, except. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm covering my ears.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, this is good. You can uncover your ears.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I read, and to me, that this tells me that they let that leak on purpose. It wasn't, you know, the pilot leaked. I watched it too. But in the last mm-hmm. 2 or 3 days, they have shown that there is 3 minutes more of the pilot that they have added.
Oh, which will be on the internet before the episode even finishes airing. So.
Yeah, probably. But anyway.
If you leak it beforehand.
I haven't read any. Once I read that, I didn't read anything else because I didn't want to get spoiled. So. yes, you definitely need to watch it. Murray. There's red skies in it. Sort of. That's all I'm going to say.
Alrighty.
Uh-huh. So what, I don't know, what else we got? What else do you think? Anything else you want to talk about? This is kind of an off-the-cup, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
We're making this crap up as we go.
Don't we always? Okay. Basically, DC is teasing that they're going to reboot. I don't believe it for a minute.
I don't think they're going to reboot. I just think they're going to be more diverse. And instead of trying to shove the new 52 down our throats, they're going to start opening up this other stuff. And a book about the original JSA sells, then they're going to do it. You know? That's what I think.
They're going to give us all the stuff that people have been bitching about for the last 3 years.
Exactly. And if you like the new 52 stuff, fine, keep reading it. If you don't, hey, we got these other things for you. That's what I think they're doing.
Yeah, but they're never going to get rid of Barry Allen as the Flash again because they got a TV show. They're never going to get rid of. They're never going to get rid of the Oliver Queen as the hero of Seattle, because once again, the show is a hit. They're not going to put Superman's underwear back on the outside because the movie made a lot of money.
Yeah. I don't know if
they're not going to make.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hmm.
No. Go ahead.
I just think there's certain things that they're not going to do because they're not, you know, they see how successful Marvel has been about maintaining continuity between their, not continuity per se, but visual and tone continuity between their comics and their movies. And if they ever want to have their comic books sell again, they need to make them more in line with the movies or the TV shows in this case.
Yeah, they do. They need they need to do something.
Hey, I am sorry, guys. We're having an auto issue. Which yeah. I have
oh, that's one. Fine. We can.
Uh-oh.
That's fine. We can. We've got a good hour in, so that's fine. So, okay. All well, right. No, that's fine. We'll wrap this up. As usual, you can email us at podcast@talesfromalongbox.com and let you know what you think. Well, let's know your theory. What do you think's going on? Do you care? Would you rather? I don't know. Anyway. Basically, yes. Either that or you can go to the Facebook page and join us on there. We get people. We're getting more people coming on and some fans and stuff. I can't believe
it. Talk.
Yes. And what else? Oh, yeah. On the actual episodes, you can post on there. Let us know what you think. And iTunes people, I gave up on you. I know you're out there, but whatever. Anyway, that's it for this week. And we're out.